3D printer surveillance, housing capital, and the anatomy of AI regulatory capture. A proposed California bill requiring 3D printers to embed forensic tracking mechanisms, analogous to the yellow dots already printed invisibly by laser printers, scored 410 points and 140 comments, with the Electronic Frontier Foundation leading opposition. The EFF's argument, the requirement creates a surveillance infrastructure vulnerable to misuse, chills legitimate manufacturing and speech, and offers dubious technical effectiveness. Hacker News commenters were overwhelmingly opposed. Research from the McCombs School of Business on foreign capital and housing prices drew related discussion. The study found that foreign capital inflows into real estate markets have a statistically significant effect on prices. Not because foreign buyers are uniquely malicious, the researchers noted, but because any non-consumption demand for housing functions as price support. When homes are purchased as investment vehicles rather than residences, local buyers are priced out regardless of the capital's national origin. A nation-state cyber attack analysis from the blog GRAC, which scored 68 points and 11 comments, dissected what appeared to be a sophisticated but ultimately failed intrusion attempt. The author was explicit about the limits of attribution. Attack characteristics, including supply chain targeting, multi-stage payload delivery, and code signing abuse, are consistent with nation-state tooling, but sophisticated criminal organizations now routinely deploy techniques previously associated only with state actors. The community's defensive takeaway: monitoring for anomalous certificate usage and verifying supply chain integrity are increasingly non-optional for geopolitically exposed organizations. The episode's most consequential analytical exercise concerned whether the AI governance framework described in the day's lead stories is primarily a security measure or primarily a commercial capture strategy. The Steelman version of the capture argument: government access controls create regulatory barriers to entry that disadvantage new entrants, generate a lucrative government procurement pipeline for established players, and are framed as security, making them politically durable and difficult to oppose. The security concern being real, the argument goes, does not mean the mechanism is optimally designed for security rather than for incumbent advantage. Both can be true simultaneously. Specific signals to watch over the next 6 to 12 months were identified. If the framework is genuinely security-driven, vetting criteria should be transparent, based on technical risk assessment, and applied consistently, including to allied foreign AI systems, with controls potentially loosening as risks become better understood. If commercial capture is the dominant logic, criteria will favor established government relationships over technical risk mitigation. The framework will expand to cover additional capability thresholds over time, and application will be asymmetric, strict for new entrants, more flexible for incumbents. If the framework begins appearing in antitrust proceedings, that would signal the commercial dimensions have overtaken the security ones.